The following show contains explicit content.
Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus, a podcast about things and stuff.
This is going to be a shit show.
It's going to be bad and it's not going to be focused at all, but it's going to be great.
Do I take the blame now for this?
Yes. Fuck you, Jack Gill.
Chatty Wampus is the name of the show. It's, what are we?
What episode? Nine?
Nine. I think we're on nine.
Episode
now.
Nine.
Yeah. My name is Jack. Her name is Nicole.
It is.
It's a party. It's going to be
It
a
is
party
a party.
Show.
We have some special guests today.
Jackie's here again.
Hello.
Yay.
And Jackie's boyfriend, Chris, who I think the last time he did our radio show with us, he actually spent the entire time playing Fallout 3 on the couch in my parents' basement.
I did. Yeah, I did. Absolutely, I did.
And,
who else do we have?
And Mark is here again. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
So,
yeah.
Hi, Mark.
So this show is pretty much going to amount to nothing more than just getting drunk. And,
well, I've already started drinking, so...
I guess I'm the only person who hasn't been drinking today until
catch
just now.
Up.
Yeah. I should be drinking ketchup, is that what you're saying?
Yes. Ketchup and alcohol.
All right.
At the same
do
time.
We have ketchup?
We might.
I'll go get some ketchup. What about Dijon mustard?
No.
Spicy mustard?
No.
We gotta fit mustard in here, like relish or something.
Are you serious?
Ketchup
I am
is
serious.
Gross.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Jack?
I'm having ideas here. They might
they're
not
awful.
Be good, but they're
awful ideas.
No, they're terrible.
The other day, we finally did the Skyrim show that we had been saying for years we were going to do, an entire podcast dedicated to Skyrim.
It was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
And it was really good. And Mark chimed in a little bit on it, but I know for a fact Jackie and Chris both, if they're not the biggest Skyrim fans, then they're definitely the biggest Fallout fans, because that show turned into a Fallout podcast about halfway into it.
It did.
Yeah. I feel bad. I feel like a dick because I spoiled Fallout 3 for Jackie.
Did you?
Yeah. I spoiled like a very pivotal.
What did you say?
In true Jack form. This.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about it, and the whole thing with your father.
That's the whole main quest line.
I know, and I was just like, I forgot.
That's what I said.
I forgot that she hadn't played it yet, and I'm like,
oh, you're
I mean,
awful.
I mean, he doesn't, I mean, why am I trying to correct myself? Okay, I'm sorry.
Tunnel snakes rule. Yes. That is it.
That is all.
Yeah, I felt like a massive... tool when I did that. Chris, don't be afraid to make out with the microphone too.
Oh yeah, get all up in that.
That.
Oh, I'm gonna get in here.
Yeah.
Do it.
You actually do have to make out.
Oh,
that's
all
right.
Weird.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Can I just say it's really fucking hot in this room.
It's very hot in this room.
Yeah.
There's a lot of heat coming off of all of us.
It's just sexual
tension.
Yeah.
Not so much tension, just sexuality.
Just a lot of sexuality.
Sexiness.
A lot of heat.
Yeah. My bad, guys. Sorry about that.
Can you turn that off, Mark, please? Can you just
I don't know if
not...
you know this. Mark is a champion dog runner.
Mm.
So the heat that comes off of his genitals are is
you run dogs, do you?
Whoa.
Wow. That's news to me.
I've ran quite a few dogs in my time. One's name was Kate.
That's the only one.
Oh.
Oh.
Kate would probably be staring at me right now. Just doing that thing.
She would beat you.
Where she would just be looking. Just the look. The look.
The look.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Skyrim shows the other day. And that, you know what? That was an accomplishment for me.
Finishing something that you said you were going to do?
Yeah.
I'm proud of
you. 2.5 years
ago. Took 2.5 years, but you did it.
2.5 years to finish.
I'm doing that right now with grocery shopping. Every day I come home and I'm like, oh, I gotta do grocery shopping. I'll be fine for another day. I don't need to eat.
No.
Or consume liquid.
No, not at all.
We don't need, like, toilet paper or paper towel. We don't need any of that, so I'll be fine for another day. If I can put the Skyrim show off for 2.5 years before finally doing it and making it the most epic thing in the world, then I can put off grocery shopping for just as long and make it the most epic trip
ever. For 2.5 years, you're going to put off grocery shopping.
That grocery store is probably not even going to be open in 2.5 years.
Wow. Are we going to be here in 2.5 years?
Oh, probably not.
Probably not.
It's probably going to be like a... I don't know. It's gonna be like a sporting goods store, like hockey sticks and guns. I'm gonna be walking up and down.
Hudson Sporting Goods.
I don't think they can do that here. The crime rate's too high. I don't know.
The crime rate in Hudson is too high.
Well, we got these meth labs.
The meth lab, yes, that meth lab.
There's a meth lab that opened up. I think down. It just opened up for business. It was actually.
Hey guys, come on into my meth lab.
It was a super meth lab, actually.
Yeah, I bought some.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem.
Had a pharmacy and a salad bar on it.
It was really clean for. When you think meth lab, you think that it's kind of like shitty and skanky, but no, it was a nice establishment.
It was in like a retirement home or something like that.
No, it was not. It was in an apartment complex.
But wasn't it like low income / elderly?
Yes,
housing?
That's why they were making meth.
It's where they put the old people.
Some like 76 year olds, like, well, you know,
my
what are they going to do?
Yeah, it was. I like how they call it a meth lab. I'm pretty sure it was just like...
A kitchen.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was like cooking Jiffy Pop on the oven.
It's typically how meth labs that actually get busted are like.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would assume.
I'm not familiar. My knowledge of meth labs is Breaking Bad.
Yeah, me too.
But that's coming from someone who is a genius.
Might be a little glorified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and their meth lab was a RV.
An actual lab.
Yeah.
Oh, it was an RV.
What do you think of that?
At first.
What do you think? You guys are watching Breaking Bad, Jack.
No, it's done.
You finished it?
Yes.
We finished Breaking Bad.
You like it?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah,
it was great. Okay.
Yeah, you like that last episode?
It was all right.
That last episode, it was like such a big event when it aired. I remember going into work the next day, and one of my coworkers, who has the loudest voice ever, was just going, like, he was giving, like, a scene-for-scene synopsis. Everything that happened in the episode, and someone finally turned around from, like, across the office and screamed, "Hey, fuckface, some of us haven't seen it yet." And he's like,
geez.
"Sorry, man." And then he just kept
Says
going.
Says the man that spoiled Fallout 3 for me.
Hey, yeah.
I learned from my mistakes.
No, you do not. No, you do not. You're like, I'm going to tease everyone on Facebook about the Super Secret Skyrim show by telling them we're doing the Super Secret Skyrim show.
That wasn't a tease. That's a qualm I have about your argument here
I'm right.
Because at no point in that post did I say we are recording the Skyrim show tonight.
You said that we were doing a show that we were hyping up that we had never done.
No.
The Super Secret Skyrim show was the only show you hyped that never happened.
No, it didn't even mention a show. In fact, I'll read...
What, the Jell-O wrestling?
The exact post says, remember that time we kept plugging something, I was very vague about it, something on the air, something on the show, rather, that never happened.
Now, kids.
Was it going to be the Jell-O wrestling?
Wait, what did you say?
Jackie? She said, now, kids.
Oh, I thought you said, now, kiss. I'm like, what?
No.
That is an order.
No. Not happening.
It could have been the Jell-O wrestle. It could have been.
No.
The weather's getting better. It could have been. Then the Jell-O wrestle has been an idea we've been having for more than 5 years at this point.
It's I want to wrestle.
It is doable.
Mud wrestling at my graduation.
I enjoyed it.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to wrestle in Jell-O. That doesn't sound sticky.
Mud wasn't bad.
Mud, yeah.
It was okay. Yeah. Easy enough. Yeah. It was clay, I guess, to be exact.
Well, clay is pretty good for you. Yeah. They make clay masks all the time, so you feel good about it.
Needs to happen.
I'd get my ass handed to me. I'm the smallest person I know.
No, you just gotta be feisty and fast. Slippery.
I'm neither.
In mud, it's easy to be slippery.
We have a
there we go.
We had a list of girls that were willing to do this in, you know, 2009, 2010, 2011, you know,
sure,
every
sure
year. No, not even. No, there were just these girls that Kate knew, and they're probably not as willing to do it anymore, or in one's case, no longer skinny, so it wouldn't be, you know, nice to watch. But
that's sexist. Go
that's
fuck yourself.
Not sexist.
Sexist.
No, that's waitist. That's
waitist. I don't want to fight, and I just want to eat it.
What?
Give me some Jell-O.
Oh.
If
that's why we can't do the Jell-O wrestling, because I'd sit there and eat it.
Give me the Jell-O with the pudding.
Jackie,
put aside some of the Jell-O to eat.
Jackie, if we did this, and that's Kate's idea, by the way. Kate wants to at least allocate a quarter of the Jell-O used so she can eat it.
It's a good idea.
A quarter? That's assuming there's a lot of Jell-O involved.
So there's a swimming pool, right? And that's only three quarters of the batch.
Yeah. we're talking the gelatin. We're not talking pudding here. We're talking the gelatin. Yeah.
Oh, no, I totally get it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not going to be delicious?
I'm ready for this.
You don't like the gelatin?
I will wrestle in Jell-O.
I want, like, actual Jell-O so that it tastes good when I get my ass handed to me.
Gelatin or the actual
when
pudding?
You face smashed into like, the Jell-O?
Jell-O. Looking for Jell-O brand Jell-O.
Yeah.
Yes.
We keep saying Jell-O, but I think that whole idea has been, like, the gelatin stuff, unless I've been
talking about
a different event.
Jell-O is Jell-O.
Yeah.
I never think of Jell-O as the pudding, personally.
Jell-O brand makes Jell-O and pudding.
Ah.
But Jell-O is gelatin.
I'm always thinking of Bill Cosby, you know. Anytime.
The pudding pops.
He's forever thinking of Bill Cosby.
I'm always thinking of Bill Cosby. That was perfect. But Jackie, would you do it if we set this up? Because Kate has been gung-ho about this for 5 years now. Would you do it?
I'll do it.
Okay, cool. We have two people. Are you going to do it, Nicole?
Yeah.
Okay. Mark?
I'll watch.
Okay,
that's a good idea.
I would absolutely wrestle in Jell-O.
It's a good idea to put the Jell-O aside because
Chris
you get to watch
wrestle all the ladies
and eat the Jell-O at the same
Dinner's
time.
Dinner's just been served, and the kid will stare at the plate and ask, "What's for dessert?" And you answer, "Jell-O pudding." And suddenly, your child loves broccoli.
I don't know why I have that.
Me neither, but it's perfect.
Loves broccoli.
Look at all the nice people in the audience.
Keenan Thompson does a
great
Bill Cosby.
Is that Winamp?
That is Winamp, yes.
Holy shit, I haven't seen Winamp since like 1999.
Winamp serves one purpose, and that's for
sound clips.
Yeah, that's it. It serves no other purpose. They shut it down last year.
I recognize that skin anywhere. And then I saw the lightning bolt, and I was like, yep.
I think like either AOL owned them and was going to shut it down, or AOL bought them because it was being shut down.
And then AOL shut down.
You know who still uses Busted. AOL?
Failures buying failures.
I think my father's reason why that company was still or is still in business.
Wow.
I admit to still having one or two AOL email accounts.
That you use?
I have an email account. I have an AOL email account.
I still have one. They don't use it.
Occasionally.
I still pay for mine.
You're out of your mind.
I have dial-up.
I have Juno.
I just enjoy the beautiful music it makes when it boots up.
What was Net Zero and Juno? Weren't those like it was the cheaper alternative to dial up? It just was like ad supported or something.
I think
like
Net
that.
Zero was free for a while, and that's why I had it. But you did have the bar at the top.
Yeah,
it was like free unless you hit a certain cap, and then it was $9.99
yeah.
for the month.
Oh,
that's weird.
Yeah,
sucks.
Yeah, stupid Canadians. It was a Canadian company, I believe.
Was it?
Yeah.
Jack has no idea.
No,
Jack
I just
doesn't know. What
I hear
about
Juno. And I think of the Juno Awards, which is for Canadian music, which for some reason Nickelback, they keep winning these awards.
I think of the movie with Ellen Page.
And I hate Nickelback.
Who doesn't?
Does anyone in this room like Nickelback?
The most popular
I'm sure
Canadian
Canada
band.
Is so happy that you think Nickelback is representative of their entire nation.
It is. It actually
it's either
is.
Nickelback or Justin Bieber.
Yeah,
or,
one of those two.
Or Rob Ford.
Rob Ford.
Oh, I actually...
Have they found
Maple
him
Syrup
yet?
Got my,
he was, like, missing.
Was he missing?
Was he?
Okay. They found him at
so
the
So he was supposed to check into rehab.
Of course he was.
And he decided, no, I'm going to just do at-home rehab. And then he was gone and, like, missing, and nobody knew where he was. And they were, like, asking his brother, and his brother was like, he's in rehab. And the rehab place was like, no, he's not.
he's fucking,
I'm looking it up right now.
He's hilarious. I keep reading these things. People saying that Chris Farley would be the perfect person to play Rob Ford.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
If he was still alive.
It's a little messed up, but it...
I mean, who could do it now, you know? And more importantly, how is Rob Ford even still alive at this point? And he's apparently, like, if he were to run for re-election, he would win. Apparently, he would actually win.
He was at the U.S. border. They found him at the U.S. border.
He turned back.
He turned around. He was like, fuck that country. I'm going back to Canada.
They wouldn't let him in. That was the thing.
Really?
Yeah, he actually made it to the border, and they told him, you're not allowed in the United States.
We stopped him, but we didn't stop the beeps.
No. Well, to be fair, though, Rob Ford didn't have an entire campaign against him to have him deported.
The White House addressed that.
Yeah, they said they weren't going to do it. It met the requirements to have the White House's approval. It had enough signatures.
And
the
no
White
one
House,
gave
yeah.
a fuck enough
the White
to
House
get
is
him
just
out.
Like we
do you
have
know how much business Justin Bieber has brought to this
That's
country?
The thing.
That's, but, I mean,
that's why they're keeping him.
Yeah. Rob Ford does crack still, even though he said he wasn't going to do it anymore. He's still doing crack.
Like a crackhead, he didn't keep his word.
Oh, I mean, you're a mayor. I mean, if you say, hey, I'm addicted to crack, but I'm going to stop, and then you immediately go and do it.
Hey, if you're a mayor and you say, hey, I'm addicted to crack, there's
should
a problem.
Be a mayor.
See, this is the thing about Canada. They're too forgiving. Canada's the only place that would say, oh, the mayor of Toronto does crack. Oh, we forgive you. It's okay. He apologized. As do all of Canada.
We don't want to bother you, so we won't.
We accept your apology. Here, have some maple syrup. Also, hey, Nickelback.
Hey, glass jar.
Would you like Chad Kroeger? You must feed him twice daily. He's housebroken.
Do not feed him after midnight.
Or he will write music.
Which is the most horrible thing that the man can do.
Yeah. I haven't watched this yet. There's apparently a video of Rob Ford in a bar the day before the news leaked that he was on crack again. At this point, you can play any audio of Rob Ford, and it will somehow be entertaining, even if it just doesn't make sense. Because last time, it was him inside, like, a Tim Hortons or something, like, doing a rap, just like a freestyle rap in a Jamaican accent.
What?
Yeah.
That
was a Tim Hortons?
I think so.
Where he was talking shit?
I think so.
That's awesome.
I'm just assuming, because all they have up in Canada is Tim Hortons. So I'm just guessing it's Tim Hortons. So
fair enough.
I haven't heard this yet, but it might be entertaining. What's funny is he just like bounces around when he does this.
Yeah,
like it's gibberish, but he's just bouncing around.
He's not looking in any particular direction.
No.
He's just kind of like walking around in circles.
Bouncing from foot to foot. Is he the one who hit that lady?
Yeah.
Who ran over that lady?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, do you see that?
He took that lady out. She was down.
Yeah, he just ran. He like, I think it was, and I could be completely wrong about this, because they stripped his powers, basically.
Yeah.
He can still be mayor, but if there's ever a occasion where they have to declare a state of emergency, he is not allowed to make any sort of decisions.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's been stripped of his powers to make decisions
so
in emergency situations.
So why is he a mayor? How can
someone
he...
else be the mayor?
Because Canada forgave him.
Why would you... I don't get it.
Yeah,
I
get
don't
the maple leaf of approval.
It looked like Congress or something, or Parliament, whatever the fuck they have up there. But there was some old woman that just happened to be in his way when they said something to him. He got all flustered, ran around in a circle, and tackled this poor old woman. He brought her to the ground.
It was intense. He got her with his shoulder or something.
She just came out of nowhere.
They probably had a poll on Facebook and 4chan was like, we forgive you. And that's why he's still mayor.
And 4chan was like, penis.
This guy's hilarious.
Do you forgive him? Yes, no.
Penis.
Maybe.
Penis.
Dick butt.
Dick butt.
Oh, 4chan.
He was on Jimmy Kimmel a couple weeks ago, and when they introduced him, he had just under his arm a dozen t-shirts with just his face on it that he just walked up to the audience and just started throwing them into the crowd.
He would.
What if people started throwing them back?
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't.
That would be hilarious.
Because all those people are like me, and they wouldn't hesitate to wear a shirt that just has Rob Ford's face on it. I have a shirt that's got Huel's face on it from Breaking Bad.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was a whole campaign that Busted Tees did, because they never explained what happened to Huel.
Yeah.
He was told to stay in the hotel and never leave. until they were done with until Hank was done with his investigation.
Is he still watching TV?
There's
still in that room.
There's a funnier die
2 years later after Walter's dead.
Yep. There's a funnier. I think it's funnier die. It's called Huell's Rules, and it's he's still in a hotel room, so he decides to just settle down there and start a family. And it's like a '90s sitcom where his catchphrase is just him screaming Huell's Rules.
That's outrageous.
Busted T's take on it was he ended up on a T-shirt, so I just have this white T-shirt where it's just his face. And I wore it to work the other day, and, you know, I work in an office building. It's a video game company, but there are other companies there.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, walking down, like, the main hallway to the cafeteria to the bathroom. All these executives, all these suits walking by, and they're just giving me the stink eye. It's like, huh, you're wearing a shirt and tie and a suit and briefcase and all that shit. I got a big black guy on my shirt. Big smiling black guy face on my shirt.
What are you doing?
It was kind of awkward. So, yeah. We're flipping bottle caps now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is that what's
about.
Happening?
Yeah.
I checked out of the conversation. I was looking at the chat. I'm sorry. ButtMonkey posted something weird.
What
and
did
I don't
post?
Understand what
dick
it
butt.
Is.
MoreLikeRadio.com/live. It's Dick Butt. That is Dick Butt.
Dick Butt. I don't know. Oh, okay.
It's
I don't
Dick
know what...
with a butt that has a dick in
butt
it.
ButtMonkey.
Yeah.
Dick Butt.
Dick Butt.
What?
It.
When I think
dick
of Dick Butt.
Butt,
I think of just pain and sadness and regret.
I thought you were going to say Mark.
Oh, my.
Pain and sadness and regret.
Mark.
All I feel is regret when I look
Did you know someone who had a dick butt? Like...
You.
Me? It's called MS, Nicole.
Ooh.
It's a condition.
Oh, can you tell me how long it took before you mentioned
turn.
Your MS?
Yes, I can, actually. 23 minutes and 56 seconds.
23 minutes.
Wow.
You're making it.
Yes.
You're doing good.
Like,
I'm proud of you.
Are you proud of me because I waited this early or I waited this late?
I'm
you
just
waited
proud
this late.
That you have stuck in the game this long and you're still alive, buddy.
Yeah.
Good for you.
The fact that I can see your face right now is a good thing.
Because, yeah, MS causes my face to melt off. Like, one day it's
it has nothing to do with that. That is absolutely absurd.
Do you know what MS does, Jack? Do you have any idea what MS
well,
is?
Well, he may have an idea.
I become a superhero.
No.
Oh my god, you're right.
MS Man.
I become
Speaking
I become
of superheroes.
Actually. And then Paul Rudd will play me in a movie.
Oh
same
my
name.
God.
Yes, Nicole, speaking of.
Yeah, you just wait until I take a sip of my beer.
Yeah.
I saw Spider-Man.
I haven't yet.
I saw Spider-Man 2 today.
Speaking of spoilers.
It was so good and I spoiled it for everyone.
Spider-Man.
So we got bit by a spider. Spoiler alert. And then he got some superpowers. Spoiler
Holy
alert.
Crap. See, part of me wasn't interested in seeing the first Amazing Spider-Man, just because all these movies, and Man of Steel did the same thing, these movies are all, like, backstory, intro, why this person became the superhero.
Why
that
would
he is.
You not Spider-Man like that? That's what everyone wants to know.
Yeah, but
the whole draw is that you find out how they got their superpowers. I mean, the dream is to be a superhero, so yeah. You need to, like, see how it was attained.
Yeah, but,
yeah.
But they've done this more than
and
once.
And for the villains, too.
Yeah, but they've done this more
backstory.
Than once. I mean, 2001 is when they last did this. It wasn't that long ago.
I will agree that, like, 90% of Man of Steel was exposition. And all leading up to the
first
fight.
Amazing Spider-Man
but
wasn't an
it was amazing
movie like that.
Yeah.
I was going to say
it's like 15 minutes in he's Spider-Man.
We needed a new Spider-Man movie after yeah. the Tobey Maguire debacle.
That was yeah. a little messy.
I actually watched that the other day.
Seabiscuit just flying through the air.
So bad.
I forgot how bad that movie was.
It's a horse joke.
That was terrible.
But. If there's nothing to convince you to see Spider-Man, just think of these two words that I'm just going to say to you right now. Are you ready?
Dick butt.
Not dick butt.
Emma Stone?
I think
Emma Stone.
Yeah.
Emma Stone. Fucking Stone. How can you not?
Did you see her do the lip stink? Lip stink.
Lip stink.
Lip stink. Lip
that sounds
stink,
hot.
Lip stink.
What is she
I like your lip stink. Yeah. Let me get some of that lip stink.
Like the smell of that upper lip.
Mm. A lip
hot.
Sync, lip sync battle with
no.
Jimmy Fallon.
No.
She pretty much had a seizure on stage doing this.
Was it good? Like a
yeah.
good seizure?
She did.
It was good.
It was whatever that fucking Blues Traveler song is.
I don't
Run
know.
Run around.
No, the other song.
Oh,
the hook.
Second,
yeah, yeah. She did that whole thing. Yeah, like she synced that lip sync that entire thing perfectly.
Really?
Yeah, and you see her face just turning red. She wasn't breathing while she was doing it.
That's outrageous. You should really breathe when you do things like that.
I like
you should breathe
Stone.
Regularly. But yes, she's a cutie. Andrew Garfield's a cutie, and he's from around in spandex.
He's
like,
British. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I had no idea he was British.
Yeah.
I had the same reaction when I found out Andrew Lincoln was British.
Yeah, right? That's, yeah. It's really weird to hear Rick talking a British accent.
Rick.
Coral. Actually, this is how I speak.
And the governor. The guy that plays the governor,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. He's also a Brit.
Hello, governor.
See, I like his accent. His governor accent. I'm going to call it the governor
American,
accent.
His
yeah.
American.
I think he's got like, and I didn't know he was British. I'm like, this guy has the coolest voice I've ever heard. And I found out it was fake. And then I hear his
you
actual.
You son of a bitch.
And he just sounds like
he
every
reminds
single.
Reminds me of that singer from that band.
What singer? Block Party?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The black guy. That skinny black guy.
He was
British.
Yeah. He is British.
No. That's not who he reminds me of. No. Absolutely not.
One of the various Gallagher brothers from Oasis.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
One was really good. Yeah. One was the other one.
Oh, I know what you're thinking of. The Terminator.
It is the Terminator.
Yeah, man.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. Yeah, he was in Oasis, right?
He was. He was the drummer.
Yeah, he was. That's a band that has Spinal Tap Syndrome.
It goes to 11.
All their drummers just blow up.
Spontaneously
just
combust.
Just a small goo.
Yeah.
You can't look at this one. This one's not to be played.
Speaking of music, and Nicole and I had a bickerment about this before the show started.
A bickerment?
I've made up a word.
A bickerment. Okay.
I actually like that word.
Because you won't play fucking Stone Rollin'.
No, I won't.
This is our show, Jack.
I know.
And you're not letting me bring any of my ideas to the table. Stone Rollin' is such a good song, and you should play it, and you're so mean.
I play
mean.
All of your
you
music
are
all
so
the time.
No, you don't. You are so mean, and you don't do anything I ask.
You're right,
you
and that's why I'm not playing this song. It's because I found out Chris was coming.
I don't like Jack. Coheed.
Chris does.
I don't like them.
Now, have you seen Chris what Coheed is doing? I'm going to turn Nicole's microphone off while I talk about this. Have you seen what Coheed is doing?
No.
Their website right now is just a splash screen of the inlet from In Keeping Secrets with a countdown on it. That
for what?
Well, that album came out 10 years ago.
What happened to them being done, though?
Yeah, well, there's a lot.
Did they say they were going to be done?
They said they were done.
After the Aftermath album, they were supposed to be
done.
You know the attachment to the comic book, yes?
I don't follow that story. If Kate were here right now, she probably, for the next 10 minutes, she would just be given an entire
synopsis.
So all
of their albums are among a storyline that is a comic book.
Out of sequence.
Yeah.
Because they started with part two, right?
Called the Amory Wars. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they said once they finished the comic book,
like the band would be over because there would be nothing more to write.
Isn't the Aftermath like a story from a different perspective though?
Yeah, I actually don't really know.
Yeah,
to be honest with you.
Yeah, see, that's a good album because of Josh Shepard. Period.
Oh yeah, the fact that he's back in the band. That's
oh my god. See, I saw them.
Michael Todd.
Do you have his phone number?
Who I met for, yes.
You guys should give him a call.
I know we should.
Oh, how's that?
No, don't.
How's that one ball?
No!
I really hope he's not listening right now.
Yeah.
Sure.
He might be. He probably would.
Chris, you really hope he's not listening right now. I really hope someone is listening right now.
I hope so.
We're on two different ends of the spectrum here on this one. So, yeah, the album came out 10 years ago, and they're teasing something, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're going to just jump on the bandwagon of every other band doing this. Every band that we've grown up with, that we went to high school with, that's all. Can we read that? Two?
I doubt it's his number anymore.
Read his phone number. That probably isn't. I mean, what? That was 2011 when that happened.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. It was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It wasn't 2011. It was definitely like 2012. Wow, it just seems like. That was a lot longer ago.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Time. Yeah, I saw them with
keeps on ticking.
I saw them with Chris Penny.
Yeah.
In 2007. He should have never joined that band.
Really?
Yeah. Because
you don't like Chris Penny?
You listen to Dillinger Escape Plan.
Yeah.
He's a phenomenal drummer.
It's
all about that mathcore shit. He's an amazing drummer. Okay. He has a seizure every time he plays. You go on YouTube and you just look at videos of just him just doing drum solos, like drum clinks and stuff. Coheed was a step backwards for him because he just looked so restricted because they hadn't put any new material out yet. So he's playing the old stuff and he just looked very held back. And in the middle of the show, he did a solo and you could tell he just unleashed and like all the things he was wanted to do during every song up to that point. He finally did it, though.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember that. I think I'm thinking of the same tour that I went to see them at.
Yeah.
In Atlantic City. And they it was during, what was the song? Final Cut.
Yeah.
And there was like a 15-minute break.
Yeah.
And like 10 minutes of it was a drum solo. And then 5 minutes of it were a bass solo and two guitar solos.
Of course.
Don't like, forget about the theremin.
Oh, yeah. And then Claudio Sanchez pulls out a theremin.
What is that?
The theremin, you know, it's a thing that, like, you play. I don't even know how to explain it.
It's so,
like,
it's a musical instrument that you play, and the sound that comes out of it is dependent on how close in proximity you are to the instrument itself and how high or low your hand is. So, you just play with, like...
It's really...
Yeah. That is...
Depth perception.
You don't touch it. You just kind of move around it, and it makes crazy, crazy noises.
Weird noises. Weird noises.
That sounds like something Claudio Sanchez would do.
Yeah. He played with his hair.
Oh, of course he did.
He did play with his hair.
Of course he did.
I mean, he plays pretty much every instrument with his hair. I don't know if you know this, but the first album was played entirely by Claudio Sanchez's hair.
I thought it was played by Mike Todd's testicles.
Oh, well.
See, that's why they kicked him out of the band.
Yeah, because he lost one.
They couldn't replicate it anymore. yeah, that album came out 10 years ago. Every band now is doing the 10-year anniversary tour.
Oh, yeah.
Finch, you like Finch? Oh, they just did a 10-year anniversary tour.
Well, they
Hawthorne
just,
Heights is doing one this year.
Already, it was 10 years after What It Is to Burn, right? They came out with What It Is to Burn X.
Yeah, that one actually took about 2 years to go through.
Yeah.
Hawthorne Heights is doing one this year. All these albums too they're being re-released as like acoustic versions.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're doing that. Trapped, remember them with their one song?
It's strong.
Yeah, that,
hey,
that
they had two.
Oh yeah,
Echo something.
They did. I just
there's
knew that
still
one.
Frame or...
It's like rooftops and
something
trapped.
About being trapped.
Are you thinking of Lost Prophets?
No.
Yes.
Dude,
you heard that about what's going on with Lost Prophets now, right?
No.
What's going on? All the members, since there is no Lost Prophets anymore, the remaining members have formed a new band with Jeff Rickley,
and they're calling it the Found Idiots.
They're calling it Friday. Yeah, Trapped is doing a 10-year anniversary tour of their, you know, one album that anyone might know. Yeah. And they're playing great venues such as the Claddagh up in Lawrence.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
That'll be a classy.
I didn't even realize that place
event.
Was still open.
I didn't even know that place existed.
I didn't know you could have bands play there. That's amazing.
That's wonderful.
I think that's about the size of the living room.
You can fit like 12 people in there.
I'm glad that
which is just enough for Trapped in their, you know, management.
The two people that live in Boston that know this band. Anytime WAF plays them, they're just like, oh, why does Default sound different? Oh, it's because it's not Default.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
So close, but so far.
So, Coed hasn't announced it yet. It could be a re-release. It could be like a vinyl version of this album, or it could be a tour, but regardless, I need more beer. We're going to go to break.
Oh, that sounds good.
And I'm going to play some Coed.
But yeah.
Because it's exactly what Nicole asked me to do before the show. She said, Jack, how does my makeup look? Also, play Coheed during the break. She's not even listening.
And I said, absolutely.
No, because you said you turned off my mic, so I got a little pissed off at you. So do whatever the fuck you want.
Your mic is on.
Okay.
Ooh.
Don't fuck it up, because if I have a good take and he likes it and you yell word cunt, he's going to be pissed off and punch you right in the moob. Talk Radio Meltdown presents
Shatty Wampus.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
The Sunny Show.
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the Mark Out Radio.
Mark Out Radio.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
Brainstorm Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Shatty Wampus.
Orange Room.
More Radio!
Yeah, you can't sell Betsy's milk to nobody.
probably know that.
Can't sell that milk.
Why is that? Like, I can't sell it.
I got pain. That's all I have. Yo, I got pain.
I always said I got pain.
I'ma smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, puts it in the case. That's how you wrap the bread.
You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
The Orange Room, 9 to 11, Saturday nights on Warlike Radio.
Masters of None, a comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Now live on MoreLikeRadio.com, Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Hey, what's up? It's Mike.
And Jay.
And Art.
And we are the newest podcast on the More Like Radio network, Masters of None. Check us out. I guess we have to tell you a little bit about what the show's about, right?
We're on Sunday nights from 9 p.m. till 10 p.m. Eastern, and you can check out all our old episodes on iTunes. And what we do is we pick a topic every week, and we kind of debate stuff and pop culture, and we have some special celebrity guests as well that aren't usually books. Tell them, Art.
Yeah, we got Christopher Lloyd on the show. We had Chris Hardwick, Doug Stanhope, Bobcat Goldthwait. Check out MastersOfNone.com to see all of our cool guests we interviewed.
And follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well at Masters of None.
We are the podcast that doesn't suck.
Except for Art.
Except for Mike.
Except for Art.
Dicks.
For more, check out Masters of None on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook, and also at MastersOfNone.com.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
He just wrote a song, put it on an album. The album came out, went to number one, and a few weeks later, he's like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm gay, and if you want to know why, listen to this particular track.
Oh,
so everyone did, and they found out. It's like, oh, the song's apparently about how much he wants to fuck a dude. Okay. That's logical.
Well, with the verse like, I want a dick up my ass repeatedly with balls touching my bum.
Is that really the lyric? I'm not familiar with this band.
Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Shatty Wampus. Talk Radio Meltdown presents Shatty Wampus.
Am I playing the right song?
Yes, you are.
Okay. I'm sorry,
Nicole.
You're
not playing all of it.
I'm sorry. I'm playing all of it?
You're not playing all of it because you use it as a music bed.
I can put it back up if you like.
Don't worry about it.
Are you sure?
Yep.
I feel like this is going to be a very awkward 20 minutes.
You'll pay for this later.
Oh, probably. I'll be murdered in my sleep tonight.
Well, you know what to do.
She knows where I
don't
live.
Don't fall asleep.
She knows where
I've
I
got
live.
A key to where you live, bitch. All right, that's even worse.
I've got a key to where you live before we live together.
True. Whoa. Whoa. What?
And the plot thickens.
Wait, that was you?
Oh,
oh no.
I knew I woke up sticky.
Oh. So I couldn't. I'm sorry. That would be like, if I had a sister, that would be like desecrating my sister.
Things that make me want to go.
I can't do it. Nicole's honestly the closest thing I've ever had to a sister.
You're the closest thing I've had to a brother, so.
And see, we hate each other, which is amazing.
We do. That's the thing. Well, it's like perfect, like, sibling hatred.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
Boom.
It lasts for about 5 minutes. And then it just
And then
away.
You make me a sandwich and we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even do that for Kate. Kate asks for food, and I just tell her, get your own.
That's the difference.
The
because
kitchen is over there.
You also called her a dog today.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. The worst thing I think I ever did to Kate was there was a time over the summer where she somehow managed to nearly snap her ankle in half simply through walking. Now, I've done this a few times in the past where you're walking and you kind of like land on your foot weird.
Yeah. You're
she
so
did that. Except she seriously injured herself doing it. And she like waited about 6 hours before she finally caved and went to the hospital. But she texted me very soon after it happened. And she's like, I think I hurt my ankle. And I was just being a dick. I'm like, walk it off. And didn't realize she needed a cast and was on crutches. And she's still having trouble afterwards. And she will not let me live that down. I'm like, you are a klutz. You do these things all the time.
You're making it worse for yourself.
Yeah. And I didn't go to the hospital with her. And that's only because I just, once you spend a week there, you don't want to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a period of time before you decide the hospitals are cool again.
Oh, they're cool.
Friday night. It's a couple year period.
I go to the hospital and I volunteer, I help the sick.
Oh, sir, do you need a sponge bath?
May I change your bedpan? I'm not a nurse. I don't work here.
I just enjoy changing bedpans.
I just have an addiction to bedpans. I have a whole collection growing.
True life. I'm addicted to bedpans.
Oh, jeez.
Have you ever, sat down and watched an entire episode of that show?
Yes, I have, unfortunately. I want the past hour of my life back.
There was an episode where this chick was addicted to dirty diapers.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There was a girl
that was
eating glass.
Awful. There was another family who was addicted to what were they eating? They were eating.
There was a bunch of them eating the stuffing out of
mattresses.
Stuffing out of mattresses.
Oh no.
Bleach.
That's poisonous. You probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Makeup. People were eating makeup. That's what it was.
Dirt.
The whole family was eating makeup.
Rocks.
I have a question. How are these people alive still?
It's a good question. To be on TV. How do they survive long enough to be discovered and be put on TV?
If you drink enough bleach, do you develop an immunity to it?
A little bit
at a time.
Why don't you try it, Jack?
A little bit at a time.
Let us know.
Okay.
You can eventually develop an immunity if you try hard enough.
I'm just instead of a thing of beer, I just have like Clorox just sitting here.
Hey guys, a little swig for now.
You ever try that powdered Clorox?
You can do whatever you put your mind to.
Yeah.
You might destroy your mind in the meantime.
You're the first person to ever say that to me.
Aww.
Thank you.
No one else should say that to you because honestly, we shouldn't give you that false hope.
I mean, you're encouraging me.
Yeah, no, don't encourage
him.
Nobody
needs to stroke that ego.
Yeah.
Don't stroke any part of Jack.
I drink bleach.
I'm a bleach drinker.
I'm going to start up a dating website. It's going to be called bleachdrinkers.com.
I got to go to BA. Bleaches Anonymous. Bleachers Anonymous.
Robot penis.
Yeah, yeah. I've only watched the previews that they put. Because anytime there's what is going on over here?
Selfie.
Is the mic picking that up?
I hope not.
Click.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
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 Give it to me.
All right.
Work it.
No. No. Yeah. Yes. 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 No. No.
I was quoting that earlier. You weren't even here. And then, that part where he's not even looking through the camera, he just kind of has it. He's like, I'm not even looking. Then he throws the camera. He's like, I'm spent.
I'm spent.
Love it.
I used to say that. Jackie, you're really going to like this.
Austin Danger Powers.
When I was working on the street team at the radio station, I'd be handing out bumper stickers, and I'd always end when I just decided, not when I'd run out of stickers, it was when I decided I was done, I go, I'm spent, and I would just take the remaining brick that I had and just throw it in the air.
Oh, I so appreciate this whole conversation. It's wonderful.
You probably would have fired me if you found that out.
Oh,
when I was still employed under you.
You might.
I remember being outside of TD for a certain small Canadian boys that was almost deported show. And
it was terrifying.
The massive sea of small girls that came rushing out of the door.
Oh my God.
You know how we take caution on a street team after, for example, a Celtics championship game, and either they win or lose, you know it's going to be a dangerous situation to basically be on the streets.
Yeah.
I was more terrified after the Justin Bieber concert.
Ugh,
much
absolutely.
More terrified. Tons and tons of screaming little girls, preteens, just tweens everywhere, prostitutes everywhere.
Prostitutes.
Just
prostitutes and kinder sluts.
That is the best word.
Everywhere.
Prostitutes.
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 Jeez.
It's like a tater tot, but slutty.
Not delicious.
Tarara's favorite thing.
Yup.
What did creepy teen is tater tots?
Kate texted me earlier. She was watching Super 8, and Dakota Fanning's sister has a major role in that movie. And she's like, Ellie Fanning is so hot. I'm like, you know Dakota Fanning's in her 20s now, right? And she goes, I think Ellie's cuter. How old is Ellie? And I go, 16. And she just goes, hi, my name is Mike Tarara.
16's the age of consent, though.
It depends on where you are. Yeah, I believe most places is 17.
Whoops.
Yeah, 16. I think 16 is like a consenting for your parents.
Yeah.
Like your parents can consent. Yeah.
Well, I'm not so sure about that either.
You have to be like 17 or 18 to consent, to be legally able to consent for yourself or something.
Wait, your parents can consent for you to do what when you're 16?
To have sex with older men or women.
So your parents can say
if you're a lucky young boy.
As long as they don't teach you.
Yeah.
Yes!
You said age of consent. I had to
it's
put it
true.
On.
It's true. I mean, it's got it in the title.
This is like one of my favorite bass riffs ever. Yeah. I only knew this song as the song from the Target commercials.
How about... Oh, shit. What is it? The Idiots Are Taking Over by NoFX.
You know who's a big NoFX
fan? Bass lines.
You know who's a big NoFX fan? Red. I don't like NoFX now because
surprised.
Of that. If Red likes something, I immediately have to hate it.
Anyone who wears shorts 365 days out of the year is a NoFX fan.
He's getting better. He wears pants now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pants?
Okay. So
you mean we don't see his shins?
Yeah, last time you were here, Jackie, he was wearing shorts, but he usually wears pants, which is scary.
Who wears pants?
Red.
Red.
Red wears pants
Red
now.
Red used to wear shorts?
Only shorts. Oh, he would not wear pants.
Yeah.
Middle of winter.
He refused to wear pants.
It's true.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Red got a new job the other day. He started, I think, on like
newsflash
Wednesday. We didn't really
as a gigolo.
We didn't really get too much. We didn't really get too much into it during the show. Kate didn't want me to. She's kind of wanted to leave it open ended. But Red got a new job. He hated his previous job. So for like 3 straight days, he kept posting like a countdown. He kept updating his status.
It was so annoying.
Yeah, this is what it was for.
Awful.
It was for like his exit interview. It was like the time leading up. It like ended at noon on Thursday or Wednesday.
Exit interview?
Yeah, because
when you leave a job, most of the times you'll have to conduct an exit interview. They want to know why you're leaving. They want to make sure that you understand how to get any information that you need once you leave.
Yeah. Oh, no shit.
In my experience, those things usually happen at noon on your last day.
Mine was scheduled for 9:30 a.m., and it was fantastic. Also, when you're done your exit interview, whether it's your last day or not, you're usually told to leave
you don't work there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my exit interview was great. I walked into your office, Jackie, and I said to you, it's my last day, and you said, cool. I'm like, well, see ya. And we left.
Yep. That was your exit interview.
That was my
exit
complete.
Yeah. Jackie was one of two people that actually, you know, received a notice from me that I was leaving. Everyone else was just kind of like, oh, it's my last day.
Oh, Jack's gone?
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Wait, God.
Who's Jack?
Yeah.
Who's
Jack? You're talking about, John?
Pretty much what it was. That's what it was working at that company.
Is it John?
Jack.
Are you talking about John?
Oh, John Jack.
Yeah. I'm stuck with that. You know who calls me that? One person. Lizzie. Bill Alfano. Yeah.
The big Balfano.
Yeah. Fucking guy.
I gave him a guitar lesson.
You did?
One time.
Would you teach him like the intro to Come As You Are?
I just showed him like 4 chords
and then
I was like, reschedule, and that was like 6 months ago.
Allow me to teach you Wonderwall.
I should have.
Or Stairway.
Yeah, let me teach you Stairway. That's really easy to teach anybody.
Or, you know, one of my favorite intro riffs to any song is River of Deceit by Mad Season. I love that. That's just like, that's such a chill intro for such an otherwise bleak supergroup. Like
bleak supergroup.
I just love that. That's just like...
It's beautiful.
That is so 1995.
This is like the, Science Fiction Theater 3000 of music right now.
That is so Mike McCreary.
We should put on a bunch of random old 80s tunes and make fun of them. No, I'm just kidding.
We could. You know, I was thinking of doing last night, starting an 80s cover band, but not doing it like 80s style, just doing like, you know,
contemporary 80s songs.
Yeah. Modern acoustic sets.
Not even acoustic, just like...
Wake me up. Before you
not even, cook. Not even. Just like,
still sound like a lounge singer.
Just not even right, the most.
Wake me up before.
Now you sound like you're impersonating a 90. Oh, okay. Scott Stapp.
It was Whiskey in a Jar.
No. Yes. We don't mention that name on this show.
Yeah. How dare you?
We don't talk about that band.
Damn it, Creed.
Kate's got a cousin who is obsessed with not only Creed, but Nickelback, and I believe...
Butt Rock.
Yeah, I believe at her wedding, like, during the reception, the song that played for her intro when her and her husband walked out on the dance floor was Creed. And
with arms wide open?
Yeah.
Yes! Yes!
And take a guess, and Nickelback was their other favorite
Photograph.
Band.
Photograph.
No. What the hell's that other... really fucking awful slow Nickelback song?
I don't know any Nickelback
so
songs.
So Far Away.
I'm not a horrible person.
I think it's So Far Away. I don't know.
Is it that look at this Mic photograph? That's exactly what Chris's first guess was. Oh,
Photograph.
That's an awful song.
Oh, yeah, insinuating.
That's what it sounds like.
When I look at it, I make it laugh because your face looks so ugly.
I'm insinuating Nickelback ever had a good song.
Prostatods.
Prostatots. I don't understand what prostatots.
Like a tater tot.
Tots, like T-O-T.
Like a, exactly. A child.
And then
Mike Todd's.
Think tit but tot.
Tit but tot. Prostatots.
Prostatitas.
Prostatitas.
These are excellent words.
All of these are fantastic
we
words.
We need to add it to the salacious. All the wiki salacious. Words.
What was the thing I put on the wiki about the name, about Chatty Wampus? Like, it's,
Furthermore,
yeah. It's chatty, but a wampus.
Because well, chatty wampus, like,
did we actually divulge where we got that name?
Yeah, it's from a Geico.
The Geico commercial.
Yeah,
did we play the Geico commercial to even like talk about
think
it?
We did.
We've got 4 minutes. We can still do it.
I don't even remember what the.
I've got the power.
There's a painting, right? I don't even remember what
it's
these...
the painting one. Yes, it's the catty wampus one.
Oh, here it is, Mr. Tickles.
Mr. Tickles.
Hey, where's Rudy?
Right here. Yeah, owner saved so much on his car insurance with Geico, dude wanted to commemorate the moment with a glamorous photo.
Hold still, Mr. Tickles. Don't you get all cattywampus now.
Whoa!
Geico.
15 minutes.
That's the name of the show.
Cattywampus. Don't you get all cattywampus now.
Whoa.
Have you seen... They have another... I think it's Geico. They have a... Or it might be Allstate. They have a whole series of commercials where it's like a dog family. Called the
yes.
Barclays.
I love
Barclays.
Yes.
Yeah. Is like, one of them named Charles?
It's a bunch of it's a bunch of golden retrievers.
One of their names is Gnarls.
Gnarls Barkley.
Is that CeeLo? That's CeeLo and Danger
it's
Mouse.
CeeLo
right?
And Danger Mouse. And on the other side of that, Broken Bells is James Mouse and James Mercer.
Yeah.
James Mercer. God damn it. I spent a good hour thinking, who the fuck is the lead singer in the Shins? God, you know what? I have a smartphone. I probably should have looked it up.
Do you want to keep doing this? I mean, we don't have to end. We just have to get off the stream in 3 minutes. Do you want to keep doing
this? Are you kicking me out?
No.
Get the fuck out.
Do you want to keep doing this? Because I'm feeling a little bit weak. And
I don't mind
really
just sitting here and just talking into microphones. Just you for another few minutes.
Talking into me?
Yeah.
Should I open up more?
Sounds like a Scott Stapp song. You're just going to spread your legs a little bit more.
Spread a little bit, and then you can open, you can talk right into me.
Let me
set this up so we can do this, because I didn't really have... any other breaks or anything set up after that one we just
after the
had.
One.
But yeah,
you can play the rest of Stone Rollin'.
I could.
You could do
after
that.
After the 9, you know, after it turned. I'm sorry about this. After
what are you red?
Jesus Christ. you know, I'm
the ginger
smaller version of red, maybe.
Jesus Christ, man.
Hey,
you having a stroke?
Yes.
Okay, let me do this. We have to get off the More Like Radio stream.
Bye.
I think the Orange Room is up next.
It always is.
Yeah, I mean, it could be running, could have a night off. I don't know.
Goodbye, guys. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Never try to plug another live radio show after consuming a lot of alcohol, because then you're just taking guesses. Yeah, okay.
I'll miss you all.
And it won't we'll come back and... Maybe then.
Maybe everyone, if they like what's going on, they should go and actually download this show.
Yeah.
It's going to be on talkradiomeltdown.com, and it'll be labeled as Chatty Wampus Episode 9. So check it out.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
That's wonderful.
And if you ever want to download this show, you should go to talkradiomeltdown.com.
We've got lots of good shit, so check it out.
Good shit, yep.
That was a fucking awesome plug. I couldn't have done it better myself, because I probably wouldn't have done it, period.
I have some tingles.
I tend to forget to do these things.
It's not giving me tingles.
Everybody just died.
Naughty bits.
Okay, let's do it.
Everyone died.
Okay.